How India plans to deploy 1 lakh crore rupees deep tech fund. Binance co-CEO Ihi opens up on India plans. UPI's record run in December. Majority stake in Rajasthan Royals up for grabs for $1 billion plus Rain Group appointed as advisor.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, quick breaking news before we dive into our top stories. Virat Kohli is set to sell his sporting brand 1/8 to Agilitas. And he's not just exiting, he will also invest 40 crore rupees in Agilitas in his personal capacity, making him a minority shareholder. Now, the association will be exclusive, so no other sports brand endorsements for Kohli for now. So this is Agilitas' second acquisition after Mochiko Shoes, which manufactures footwear for Adidas, Puma, New Balance, Skechers, Crocs, Decathlon, and all the big names out there. Well, the exact stake wasn't disclosed. Agilitas co-founder Abhishek Ganguly said it will be in the mid-single digits. All right, on to our first big story. Bengaluru was humming last week, not with startups chasing VCs, but the other way around. Investors were scrambling for a seat to hear Abhay Karandikar, Secretary of the Department of Science and Technology, who unveiled how India plans to deploy the 1 lakh crore rupees RDI fund, one of government's most ambitious moves for deep tech startups in India. So in an interview with Money Control, he said that rupees 15,000 to 20,000 crore rupees a year will go into venture funds and startups. So applications for fund managers are already open. Names get finalized in January, that's next month, onboarding by April, and deployment starts as early as May 2026. Now, unlike the SIDBI fund, this one is 10 times larger and meant only for deep tech and cutting edge R&D, like new battery chemistries, motors, photonics, quantum gene therapies, and biotech. Now, the fund will use both equity and debt and is willing to take lower returns because deep tech, we all know that needs patience capital. Now, Karandikar said that if in 15 years, India has about 5 to 10 globally competitive companies, then the mission is successful. Now, investors are already circling. If we see NVIDIA, Qualcomm, Chirate, InfoEdge, Kalari, and others have committed about 7,500 crore rupees to the India Deep Tech Alliance. But building a quantum computer isn't cheap, as we all know. And Karandikar said that you may get 50 crore rupees, but no one wants to give 1,000 crore rupees and take that risk, which is why the RDI fund is needed. All right, from deep tech to crypto next, Binance has announced a big leadership change recently. Ihi, one of the founders, has stepped into the spotlight as co-CEO alongside Richard Teng. This is the most significant shift since CZ stepped down in 2023. Now, in a conversation with Money Control's Debangana Ghosh, she said the focus now is reaching the next billion users, building beyond trading into products like Earn, Square, and Academy, and strengthening Binance as a forest of innovation. Now, on India, she said Binance wants to be here, respects regulations, has a license too, and sees India as a big community. In fact, cooperation with regulators, she said, is key if the industry wants to serve a billion users. You can, of course, read the full interview on the Money Control website. All right. Meanwhile, payments continue to boom. UPI is having a record December. Each of the first 6 days crossed 700 million transactions and 5 days crossed rupees 1 lakh crore in value. Now, on December 6th, we were just 4% short. Now, at this rate, it's clear that the government's target of 1 billion transactions a day through UPI looks realistic next year. But October already saw 20.7 billion transactions worth about 27.3 lakh crore rupees. But analysts do point out that most payment methods hit monthly highs during the first few days. So salaries, EMIs and big purchases happen in the first few days of the month. So whether the momentum sustains is something to watch out for. All right, on to our last story, and this is a big one. Looks like IPL deal making is back. Rajasthan Royals could see a blockbuster transaction very soon. Manoj Badale, whose firm Emerging Media Ventures owns around 65%, has started exploring a majority stake sale. The valuation target is about $1 billion, possibly even 100% sale if everyone agrees. Now, we also know that Rain Group is advising this transaction. Minority holders include Redbird Capital and Latchman Murdoch. There's interest from private equity as well, corporates and family offices. So recent deals set the tone, and we can understand the Torrent Group bought 67% of Gujarat Titans for around 7,500 crore rupees. But conflict rules mean one entity can't own two IPL teams in the same season. So JSW and Adar Poonawalla have said they aren't bidding for Rajasthan Royals, but it can't be ruled out that some RCB bidders may also look at Rajasthan Royals. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.